2 Kings chapter 16. In the 17th year of Pekah the son of Remaliah, Ahaz the son of Jotham king of Judah began to reign. 3386 AH, 656 BC. Ahaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and did not do that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, his God, like David his father. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yes, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the ungodly nations, whom the Lord Jehovah cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. Then Rezin king of Syria and Pekah son of Remaliah king of Israel came up to Jerusalem to make war. And they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. At that time Rezin king of Syria recovered Elath to Syria, and drove the Jews from Elath, and the Syrians came to Elath, and lived there to this day. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, saying, I am your servant and your son. Come up, and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, who rise up against me. And Ahaz took the silver and gold that were found in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah and in the treasures of the king's house, and sent it for a present to the king of Assyria. And the king of Assyria listened to him. Because the king of Assyria went up against Damascus, and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Kir, and killed Rezin. And King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest the design of the altar, and its pattern, according to all its workmanship. And Uriah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus, so Uriah the priest made it before King Ahaz's return from Damascus. And when the king had come from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached the altar, and offered upon it. And he burnt his burnt offering and his meat offering, and poured his drink offering, and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings, upon the altar. And he brought also the brass altar, which was before the Lord Jehovah, from the front of the house temple, from between the altar and the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and put it on the north side of the altar. And King Ahaz commanded Uriah the priest, saying, upon the great altar burn the morning burnt offering, and the evening meat offering, and the king's burnt sacrifice, and his meat offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, and their meat offering, and their drink offerings. And sprinkle upon it all the blood of the burnt offering, and all the blood of the sacrifice, and the brass altar shall be for me to inquire by. So Uriah the priest did, according to all that King Ahaz commanded. And King Ahaz cut off the borders of the bases, and removed the bowl from off them, and took down the seat large bowl, bathtub, from off the brass oxen that were under it, and put it upon a pavement of stones. And the covered seats for the Sabbath, Saturday, that they had built in the house temple. And the king's entry outside, he took from the house temple of the Lord Jehovah for the king of Assyria. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaz which he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Ahaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Hezekiah his son reigned in his place.